Hey, it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You can scroll it later, or better, you can listen live to Brooke and Jeffrey every weekday morning. Big fun, real moments, the laughs that make your day. Your station, your city, right now. That's called radio. In Seattle, that's called Movin' 92.5.
3 ways to tell your age. Every now and then, someone asks me the question, Sunil, how old are you? I never answer it directly. Instead, I lean in a little and say, there are 3 ways to tell a person's age. Which one would you like? That usually stops them, because we all assume it's just one thing, a number. But I've come to believe that the number tells only part of the story. This past Sunday, chronologically speaking, I turned 82 years old. 82. That's 82 summers, 82 birthdays, 82 winters survived, 82 years of accumulating moments. I don't hide from that number. I'm actually grateful for it. At this point, every additional year feels less like an entitlement and more like a gift. I think about the friend who near the end of his life told me, Neil, it's the little things. Holding a cup of hot water with lemon in the morning. Touching a real newspaper. He was right. 82 years has given me thousands of those small, ordinary, sacred moments. But chronological age is just the first way to measure life. The second is physiological age. About a year ago, I took a treadmill stress test. I walked, I ran, they measured, they analyzed, and when it was over, the technician looked at the results and said, almost casually, well, physiologically, you're 43 years old. 43. I have socks older than 43. My birth certificate may insist on 82, but apparently my heart did not get the memo. I'm proud of that. I'm not boastful about it, but I'm quietly proud. Because physiological age isn't about candles on a cake. It's about capacity. It's about what your body can still do. It's about motion. Maybe walking 18 holes. Maybe chasing grandchildren. Maybe continuing to say yes to new adventures. Chronological age counts years. Physiological age measures vitality. And then we get to my favorite one, emotional age. When someone asks for that number, I grin. I'm 6, I tell them. How do I know? Because a year ago, when my grandson Henry turned 6, I noticed something. I liked what he liked. I laughed at what he laughed at. I was curious about what he was curious about. If he wanted to explore, I wanted to explore. If he wanted to run, I wanted to run. If he thought something was amazing, so did I. That's when it hit me. Emotionally, I'm 6 years old. Which may explain a few things. May explain why I collect turtles and rubber duckies. Yes, rubber duckies. Most 42-year-olds are downsizing. I'm apparently accumulating small, brightly colored bath toys. But have you ever really looked at a rubber duck? They are unapologetically cheerful. They float. They make no sense whatsoever in the grand scheme of adulthood. And yet they bring joy. 6-year-olds understand that. 6-year-olds also understand the magic of root beer floats, the thrill of rocket launches, the joy of discovering chamber music for the first time at age 82, the wonder of trying something new and not caring if you look silly or a little out of place. 6-year-olds are curious. They're open. They're alive. Somewhere along the way, many adults trade that in for seriousness, for caution, for a narrowing of the world. I've decided not to. So yes, chronologically, I turned 82 last Sunday. Physiologically, I'll gladly accept 42. Emotionally, 6. And maybe that's the most important number of all. Because the real question isn't how old you are. The real question is, how curious are you? How playful are you? How open are you? How alive are you? If I've learned anything in 82 years, it's this. Take care of your physiological health. Be grateful for your chronological years, but guard your emotional 6-year-old at all costs. He is the one who keeps you young.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.